Good morning. It is 10:01 a.m. We are here today, May 16, 2025, via Zoom meeting for the motion hearing of OPPA 21-012, Graphic Center Inc. versus the Guam Power Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jack Hernandez and Tirza Bagana. Will Appellant Graphic Center please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the
Good morning, Mr. Public Auditor. This is Joshua Walsh for the appellant Graphic Center. Thank you.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GPA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. This is Marianne Wallacechuk for GPA, and I am here with our Assistant GM for Administration, Tracy Limtiaco, and also our CFO, John Kim.
Thank you. Will interested party InfoSend Inc. please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Hi, Roxana Wheel for InfoSend, and also here with InfoSend is Kelly Law and Glenn Everode.
Thank you. May proceed.
Sorry, can I please add something? I forgot to mention that Mrs. Pangilinan is also here from GPA. She's just not in the same room. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. We got this remand last couple of weeks ago, and we have a motion before us in limine. Is that the only thing before us this morning?
That's Graphic Center's understanding, Judge.
Yes, ours as well. Ours as well, sir.
Okay. That's your motion, Ms. Woloschuk.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. I'll go ahead if it's all right with you.
Please.
I think the Graphic Center is trying to elevate form over substance. The reason that the Superior Court remanded this for further fact-finding is because certain facts were withheld from the Superior Court. Ms. Farron testified that she didn't see any waiver or exemption or whatever you want to call it in the record. She never testified that InfoSend got an exemption. And she said that the evaluation committee, those are the people who decide whether a bidder gets an exemption. So when Graphic Center ordered the transcripts of evaluation committee members like John Kim and James Borja, I thought they were going to argue from that. So I was very surprised to see in their opening brief, citations to allegations in the complaint. Allegations in the complaint are not evidence, even if the complaint is verified, because this complaint was controverted. We denied those allegations in our answer. So a complaint is like a starting point, but it's not actually evidence. There are things that like the Graphic Center did not order. They did not order the testimony of Ms. Kelly Law, for instance. And she's the one who testified that InfoSend answered all the questions that are in Exhibit A. Everybody was arguing about the form of Exhibit A, but actually neither
And
party
why didn't you
attached.
order me?
Sir, I didn't come into this until much later, and I didn't find out until briefing is underway. Like when I got the opening brief, that's when I saw a citation to the complaint. Normally that doesn't happen. Normally people order what they're going to rely on. So I think by the time briefing is underway, it's too late to order a transcript.
And so what can you point to some place in Ms. Law's testimony that would have addressed the issue had that been before the trial court?
Yes, Your Honor, I can do that. This is at it's I don't know the exact part of the record, but it's at 3:39 thereabouts. So that's hour 3:39 minutes. And th this is actually the findings of the public auditor. So It's because you were making a record. You said that, they're not in the same format, but they actually add more information that was provided than is being asked for. And there's more information than Graphic Center provided. And you also said your scope of work answers every single question on there and coincidentally has the same letter designation. And then you said, I want to put it on the record. I am not blind. I can read, it's the same thing, and I don't understand what everyone is arguing about. So you made a finding that there is no exemption, that InfoSend did answer all the questions in Exhibit A. And just because Graphic Center says they didn't and went and told the Superior Court that, the Superior Court took it to heart. But this issue has already been before this tribunal, and testimony has been taken on the issue,
And
and
so how do we
there's
present that to the to the trial court now under this order for remand? What are we supposed to do?
so the trial court wanted you to make a finding regarding supposed missing documents from the record. And your finding is that nothing is missing. The only person who ever said that there was an exemption was Mr. Marr, the late counsel for Graphic Center. Ms. Farron never testified that there was an exemption. She said she didn't see one, which is not the same thing.
And so, how do we get this word to the trial court so that this remand is addressed?
So I think that well, for instance, Your Honor, you have when you first made your decision and order, you did not have to rely on a transcript. You were just able to rely on the recording, and that's how you made your decision, like when you did it in writing. So you can do the same thing now. You can listen to the recording and do it in writing. In the alternative, Mr. Walsh can order a transcript of those portions of the record that he did not have transcribed, and that would just make it easier for everyone. And we can all quote from that when we do our briefs, and then the public auditor can issue a decision based on that,
And
which
why
was
don't you
never.
order the transcript?
Because the Graphic Center is the one that put this issue before the court. Graphic Center is the appellant, and Graphic Center is the one that should have ordered this transcript, not told the court that there's no evidence. Judge Terlahi thought that there had been no findings on this, whereas the public auditor stated clearly on the record that he can see it. He can see that InfoSend answered all the questions, and he doesn't know what the parties are arguing about.
And how do you go? But how then do we address the trial court? What do you expect? What do you, what should, how should we send this back to them and show them that that this has been addressed? What is your recommendation? If your motion is granted, how do we present it?
Yes, my recommendation, sir, is that the parties file briefs addressing this issue, and then you can make a decision. That is within your discretion to do. You don't have to reopen the fact finding and the discovery because it's already been done. And I know I cited a case from the 10th Circuit that's about discovery, but an evidentiary hearing is a subset of discovery. It's the same thing. It's getting at evidence to support the decision. And in Teleguam Holdings versus Guam, 2018, Guam 5, paragraph 31, the Guam Supreme Court said that it's inadvisable to allow rediscovery of items already exchanged during the proceedings before the public auditor. Nothing prevents the trial court from overseeing additional discovery, but that's for matters not already developed on the record. In this case, the record was developed, it just wasn't presented to the Superior Court, and then allegations were made that documents are missing when they're not. A party shouldn't be able to say that, documents are missing and then not present the entire record showing that's the case. If I may address a couple more things
Please.
in the opposition, Okay, I think I did say that allegations in the complaint are not evidence when they're denied in the answer. This is not a motion for summary judgment. So, sorry, you don't have to take the pleadings of the complaint as true, even if it's verified. Also, an order of remand, the Graphics Center faulted GPA for not appealing immediately Judge Terlahi's decision and order. An order of remand is not a final appealable order. The Guam Supreme Court abhors piecemeal appeals. And as the Chief Justice, I think the public auditor knows that. Otherwise, if that were true, then Graphics Center should have appealed all the issues that it lost before Judge Terlahi. And this is stated in DRT versus CSC, which is the Quintanilla case, 2000 Guam 17. Sorry, one moment, please. Okay, I will just conclude that the Superior Court remanded for fact-finding because Graphic Center made unsupported allegations during the judicial review. Graphic Center could have provided a transcript, but decided not to give that to the Superior Court. And the OPA has already found there was no exemption for InfoSend. InfoSend answered all the questions. The Superior Court was operating on an incomplete record. So this tribunal can issue a decision based on the record that already exists, and then the parties can go forward. I just want to point out this has been lingering for a very long time, and InfoSend has been benefiting from that because their contract keeps getting extended year after year after year. I think it's on its fourth year now of, renewal due to this matter being pending. Thanks very much, Your Honor.
Thank you. Mr. Walsh.
Thank you, Mr. Public Auditor. I'll be brief and address Ms. Wolichuk's point. I do want to start off with by recognizing that I think Ms. Wolichuk is one of our most learned appellate counsels that we've had working on Guam. So I think it's, I've taken it, taken her criticisms of the appeal process at the Superior Court seriously, and I want to address those issues. But I think that none of that leads to the need for a motion in limine to skip over the hearing, Judge, on a remand. The reason for that, Judge, Your Honor, is my first point, Mr. Public Auditor, is a motion in limine traditionally is used to try to keep evidence away from people who shouldn't hear the evidence because they don't know how to deal with it. You, sir, respectfully to your age, you are one of the most senior jurists and trial judges and appellate judges we've had. There is no reason to tell a jury that we need to keep things away through a procedure usually done to keep things away from a jury. I think argument can be made as the hearing goes on that that's not appropriate things for the OPA to for the public auditor to consider, but to just prevent the taking of any testimony on that is something more useful for a jury trial than it is for one of our more experienced justices on the island of Guam. The idea of there's a record that was somehow hidden from the Superior Court to be used, that's not true. The OPA generated the complete record and provided the complete record, including the procurement record, electronically to the Superior Court, which was part of the record on appeal before the Superior Court. To the question of maybe there were some extra transcripts that GPA wanted to have in the case, the procedures are clear, both under the AAA, that the parties may put in transcripts. There's no obligation for the appellant in the Superior Court AAA review to produce every transcript. It's the ones that they think are necessary. And I think, as Your Honor understands from Supreme Court procedure, and I think Ms. Wolichuk could agree with this, if for some reason somebody thinks that the appellant is doing something incorrect with the transcripts, there are mechanisms to bolster that motion practice and ideas that the appellee could use to sort of add those extra transcripts in. I also want to remind Your Honor respectfully that GPA's insistence that there are things in a transcript that you can look to justify this is not the same thing as saying there are things in the procurement record. The law says, and I think this is what recognized, that there needs to be a connection between that procurement record and the decisions that were ultimately made. And that to the satisfaction of the Superior Court was not demonstrated at that level. To the extent that there was a problem with what the Superior Court decided, GPA could have appealed. There was a judgment. I don't think I'm wrong on that. There was a final appealable decision and order with a final endpoint. That's an appeal. So GPA decided not to appeal. And while I recognize that neither Ms. Wolichuk nor I were involved in the case in the inception, and I also recognize that Ms. Wolichuk is sort of the third GPA counsel now handling this, the delays are on them. The records before the Superior Court shows that GPA was trying to negotiate an endpoint. That's why we're still dealing with a 2021 procurement, which I will also point out, I'd be curious to see how the procurement record's been developed on GPA side of things before, Your Honor, to make sure that they've gathered new information about the responsibility-ness of these offers that are now 4 years old, just to get that sort of testimony in, Judge. On this idea that the complaint could not have been used for the Superior Court judge, Your Honor, this is an attempt at an inverse appeal. Superior Court judge had no issue using a verified complaint that was not met with a verified answer, that was met with an unverified answer, to use that to help make its decision. And again, if there was a problem with the way a Superior Court judge operated on that, the idea is to make the arguments to the Supreme Court of Guam, not the remanded agency, the OPA, to say the Superior Court judge did it wrong. You should have looked at it differently. The conversation that has occurred here this morning, Your Honor, where GPA is suggesting, well, you can look toward the record and you from before and find these answers. That is the argument. That is the trial briefing, right? Just orally now being done in what's been cast as the motion in limine. If we're going to be advocating for you, Your Honor, to be looking at an old record, and I'm sure that we both will do that, we need to do that as part of the regular course of this appeal. And just to be clear, because I don't want to hide the ball here, what I'm looking to do at a hearing, a live hearing before Your Honor, is to solve what the Superior Court wanted. From our perspective, we're going to show the GPA cannot link up its existing procurement record with the decisions that were made. GPA is going to try to say it does, but that's what the fight is. This is not some discovery expedition. I thought about filing a motion, Your Honor, or discovery so that we could do this ahead of time, but I realized that that probably would have been met with a full-throated opposition saying this is just delay. So I filed no motion. But what GPA did instead is say, now we don't even need the hearing on remand. We don't need to take any testimony at all. And just on that point, Judge, I do understand, Your Honor, that there are a lot of procurement and accounting issues that exist on this island. I understand that GPA says they want to move forward with this because they're somehow been hamstrung by having to have my client send out the bills. There is a panoply of options that GPA could have used to accelerate this matter. GPA did not need to go down a 1.5 year, 2 year settlement pathway with its prior counsel that and discuss that Ms. Wolichuk shut down and as she could do with her. That delay is not us. That delay is just how the case went forward. And to say on May 16th, that we cannot afford on May 30th or whatever our hearing date is to have a hearing with a witness or two to talk about the procurement record, Judge, I think is just going to end up being a waste of resources because it is better, Your Honor, in my view, for the OPA to take the testimony and then decide not to use it or at a Superior Court level, have a judge say you shouldn't have done that, than for the inverse to be true. For us to cut off all testimony on remand, only to find out later in the Superior Court that, you know what, you should have taken the testimony and then made a decision. So I think if the idea is expediency, GPA has, through its actions, been satisfied to work with my client from 2021 onward. I don't understand why that needs to end today, why we can't push forward on a hearing on a one day, take some testimony and fulfill the remand order, Your Honor. So unless you have other questions for me, Judge, about how that works, our position is if GPA had a problem with the Superior Court or the way it operated or the procedures or the transcripts that it should have ordered, there was a Supreme Court opportunity to go appeal that. The remand order is to develop the record. Developing the record by pointing to the existing record is not a development of the record, Judge. So we think we need to have the hearing.
You're not asking for depositions.
No, Your Honor. I weighed thinking about trying to have a period of discovery. I just think in the regular course of talking to GPA to see if they'll have some witnesses available on the day of, we'll get through it. If for some reason GPA tells me they don't have witnesses available as they've done before, then I'll have to ask the OPA for a subpoena. I typically don't like getting subpoenas unless somebody says they're not going to show up. But I think a witness or two, judge, and a day of testimony, and we're done. Rather than just truncating these procedures through a motion in limine. And again, judge, a motion in limine where we're trying to prevent you from hearing evidence or taking testimony that you could, unlike a jury on Guam, just exclude afterwards when you decide you don't want to account for it, Your Honor. You're an experienced jurist, so I think we should take the testimony. That's my suggestion. And then the parties can argue in our briefing, as it seems GPA wants to do this morning, about what you should consider and not consider. Thank you, Your Honor.
But at the hearing, I'm not going to reopen this entire case.
Yes, Your Honor. I do understand that the remand was just on this issue of, does the procurement record justify the decisions that were made? I'm paraphrasing that order, and I'm sure we'll have to talk
and
about that.
And I will
that
expect that if we have a hearing, that it will be limited to that. I won't hear anything else.
Yes, Judge. I think it would have to be on exactly what the Supreme Court's, the Superior Court's remand order was. Ms. Walachuk is right. I didn't appeal. We did not appeal the rest of the issues. The Superior Court concluded, I think there were four or five points. Marianne, I think GPA won the four of them. We're only here on the one of them, and that's on the record. So it is a tight thing. It shouldn't take more than even a morning, Judge. I think you've seen us operate before, Your Honor. We're not trying to drag things out for weeks. You know, this is a day, maybe a morning only. And it's a witness or two, depending on who I can get from GPA. And it's on the issue of this procurement record. Now, it is a fine point, Your Honor. Our view is the procurement can't survive unless that procurement record justifies the decisions that were made about InfoSend, not whether testimony provided 3 years ago at the OPA does that, right? The law talks about the procurement record, not the OPA testimony. But that's our perspective that we'll put in our briefing that's due next week.
Well, I'll be gone for the next 2 weeks. But when I return...
may I respond, please?
Please.
I just want to remind Your Honor what the Superior Court decided. It was remanded to you for investigation and development to determine the materiality of the information missing from the record. You have already found there was no missing information. InfoSend answered all the questions in the same order. The only thing they didn't do was attach that form. But you know what? Neither did Graphics Center. This is elevating form over substance, which is something, you know, accountants do not like to do. Also, you know, Mr. Walsh was saying that GPA can't link its procurement decisions with what's in the record. That's not true. If there's no exemption, then we can't show that, you know, there's a document giving InfoSend an exemption. And Moonlight was disqualified properly because they didn't fill out their affidavit of, you know, shareholder disclosure. These are all supported. I don't understand what Mr. Walsh thinks he's going to be exploring, you know, that hasn't already been explored. The decision has been made. The evidence has been taken. This is not a do-over, not even of this one limited issue. The evidence is already there.
And there isn't going to be a do-over. The motion in limine will be a motion that at the hearing, it'll be limited exclusively to what was already presented at the hearing and confirming it. Yeah, I see that quizzical look you have on your face, Mr. Walsh. If Mr. Maher did not ask the question, you're not going to be able to ask a different question. You're going to be able to get people on to prove that there wasn't or there was. It'll just be on this issue. From the transcript of that hearing, you will find everything that can be and will be allowed in this hearing. Nothing else, no new questions. Just confirmation of what was in there, so that with one transcript, you can send it to the Superior Court and they will see that when we had the hearing the last time in 21, we had developed it and the basis for which we made our decision. Just that.
Thank you, Mr. Public Auditor. I do need to just, I need to preserve my record here and respectfully disagree that I won't be able to ask any questions of a witness. I don't think the remand order.
No,
is...
you can ask questions to confirm things. But if that was already on the record the first time, because I'm not changing my decision as it relates to the finding of the hearing. Because that decision was made.
Well, I think, Judge, that if I'm not allowed to put on evidence or elicit testimony regarding the materiality of what Mr. Marr said was missing from the GPA procurement record regarding its decision to keep InfoSend, I think that would be error, Your Honor. I do understand completely that we're not.
I'm not saying you're not, you can't confirm everything that you're alleging.
Well, Judge, I think that's ultimately why I think we need to have the hearing, because in a normal trial,
I know that's what I'm saying. I'm willing to have the hearing because I don't want to have to send the court. I want you to see this transcript and I want you to see that transcript, and I want one hearing with one transcript, and the both of you are going to come in, and you're going to say, from the 21 hearing, this is what was testified from this line. Get somebody today to confirm that that's what was said, and that's all that was there, and that's that there was no waiver, that there was a waiver, that they provided things that they did. You're going to have to just build on what was already argued and presented in 21. I'm not hearing anything new.
Well, the judge, I do. If that's going to, if you're not going to allow us to present evidence or have any questions asked that elicits testimony that doesn't exactly pattern after what happened in 2021 or whatever testimony is provided, I think that we'll say that our position is that would be error, Judge. I think we need to limit it to the materiality issue.
And there wasn't, that would have been that there was an error in 21, and you should prevail at the trial court.
Well, Judge, my understanding is if you get remanded on any issue, that we take that issue up, and the issue up is that to be taken up here is the materiality of the missing from the procurement record.
And so
I'm not sure I want to limit myself to saying I have to link that to the testimony that existed in 2021. And I'll be clear about that, Judge. The reason why is while GPA suggests that your finding was that InfoSend was completely fine and responsive and responsible, that's not what the OPA's finding was. The OPA's finding was that Graphics Center did not prove the opposite. We did not prove that it wasn't, right? And that's why the great bulk of the OPA's decision previously, Your Honor, was on the timeliness of raising that issue. But we are beyond that. We have the Superior Court saying, Josh, if you want to win this thing, you've got to get the OPA to realize that this was material and it was missing, or you're going to lose. And it's an opportunity to explore that limited issue, Judge. And I think I might need a few questions. If on the day, Your Honor, you say, this is beyond it, Josh, I don't like those, I think that's how we handle it in trial, but sort of truncating it for the motion. Thank you, sir.
But it's going to be very limited to just the materiality.
Yes, Your Honor.
They claim that we weren't there. So either one of you can order a transcript of that hearing, and the trial judge doesn't need to see Ms. Law's testimony or anybody else's. But by referring to what Ms. Law testified in 21, that it was or was not material, and there was no error on our part. You guys can either prove me or confirm my finding on that day that there was sufficient testimony and evidence before us to make that decision. Okay.
Okay. I just to make it clear that even if there was sufficient or in whatever the money on that day, it needs to be in the procurement record. The Guam law does not allow awards to be made based upon procurement record plus testimony. The testimony needs to link up to the procurement record, and unless we have a hearing where GPA shows where in the procurement record these things exist to your satisfaction, Judge, and why it's not material, I still think there's a
And
problem.
if it's on the materiality and the procurement record, you can ask those questions.
Yes, sir. I understood, and I think Ms. Wolacek and I, even though we're opposite sides of this issue, I think we are conversant enough to make sure we try to come up with a game plan on a hearing to limit it, or at least illuminate to you where we think we might have some differences, Judge, so that you can make a final resolution on the morning of the
And more importantly, the Judge Tulahi can make a decision that we were either correct or we were incorrect in our decision.
Yes, sir.
And I shouldn't be able to bolster it, my get you guys to prove that I was right or prove that I was wrong. If it wasn't there in 21, then I was a mis it was a mistake and reverse me. But it'll just be on that issue. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And sir, I just want to point out that this is a two-pronged issue. First, Graphic Center has to show something is missing, and then they have to show its material, not the other way around.
Yes. The materiality of what was missing, if there is
Allegedly
anything missing.
missing. Also,
Okay.
I just want to put on the record that this is prejudicial to GPA because it's years later, and I don't know if these witnesses will remember everything, and our. The result is riding on that. So,
Judge, that's why a procurement record exists, to freeze the decision-making logic in
yeah.
time. So
You
if they
have the
don't, if
procurement
they can't
record, you have the
remember, they can refresh
testimony.
their memory.
You have the hearing, they can listen to it and refresh their memory, and they can be ready.
But
Right,
I
yes, thank you,
they
sir.
can hear what they heard, what they testified to, and they better not have lied to me the first time.
Could I ask, though, just before we end, Your Honor, if GPA or is going to be, can we get an updated version of whatever the procurement record is to this point of this appeal, the latest version of it? I mean, I don't know if we need this
Is there an
procurement record
updated
is,
version?
Further, there's nothing to,
there's
nothing
nothing
has been
else?
updated. Nothing has changed.
There better not have been anything. There
Well, the
isn't.
protest documents and things like that, Judge, I think would have been stuck at the end there, but if
Okay,
there's nothing
whatever was
else that.
missing in that procurement record in 21, that was all that was before me. Nobody's going to be augmenting it today because I don't
Understood.
want the trial court to say that I bolstered myself by opening it up and letting anybody put something in there. Whatever it was when I did made my decision in 21 is all that I could have made my decision on.
Yes, sir.
All right. Are either one of you traveling in the next couple of weeks, in the next month?
I'll be here, sir.
Unfortunately, no, Your Honor.
We already have some dates set.
I
We
think
can't.
you've set dates for us.
A morning or an afternoon. One day, Jarek.
Okay.
I'm back on the office on the fourth.
So we already had
I
that.
think we have a hearing on the 6th, Your Honor.
So the following week, the week of the ninth, I have one.
It's already been set for the.
You're going to need to speak louder into the.
The hearing was already set for June 6th.
For this?
We're
Yep.
on for June 6th, Judge.
Oh, okay. All right. So be ready by the time we come back. The two of you talk about how you're going to present this and decide on who you're going to call. And Jerick will be here to I can sign whatever to, subpoenas. I hope there's not going to be a need for any subpoenas, but otherwise, just agree on who's going to be brought in.
Yes, sir. Marianne, I'll call you Monday if that's okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
We're off the record at 10:35 a.m.
Thank you.
Thank you.